going back now to the plants. A tall bush with clusters of beautiful pink and white flowers that you might associate, say, with the mountains.
Rhododendron.
Suppose it's on a tree or on a bush.
Well, azaleas are on the bush and the rhododendron are big, I think.
Okay.
I'm not that knowledgeable.
How about a large flower tree with shiny leaves and big white flowers that smell good?
Magnolia.
If a married woman doesn't want to make up her own mind, she might say, I have to ask my
husband.
And a man would say, a woman who has lost her husband is called a
widow.
The man whose son you are is your
father.
What term might you use to call your father?
Daddy.
And your mother?
Mother or mama.
If you talk about them together, what would you refer to them as? My
parents.
All right. Your father's father.
Your grandfather.
All right. And if you were going to call him, he's right here and you're addressing him.
Grandpa. Granddaddy. Right. No, I was coming. Granddaddy.
Okay. How about with your grandmother?
Well, we used to call her Mama because she was my daddy's stepmother. He sort of made a difference.
All right. If you had a baby, put it in the carriage to do what?
Stroll.
Two types of children, sons and
daughters.
Something wrong, and the parent was going to punish the child. What might the parent do?
Spank.
Anything else? Suppose just verbally.
Scold.
That's not the interesting one. If a child is born to an unmarried child.
Illegitimate.
All right. Do you know any other names?
Like bastard?
What's your first name?
Mary.
What was George Washington's wife's first name?
Martha.
In the song, Wait Till the Sun Shines.
Nellie.
What's the nickname for William?
Bill. Billy.
All right. The books of the Bible. Mark, Luke, John.
Matthew.